There's a story about a little kid walking down the beach. You've all heard it. And if you don't already know what it is, you know, you'll catch it within the first couple sentences. But it's a real valid lesson. And it's the lesson of a little kid walking down the beach, and he discovers that as the tide was going out on the beach, there were thousands of starfish left stranded in the sand. And they were still moving just enough that he could realize they were alive, but not for long. And with the baking of the heat, he could almost smell the starfish coming off the sand like cooking. So he runs over and he picks up these big ocean starfish and he throws one back. But the tide had moved out so far that he literally, you know, had to run all the way up and grab a starfish, and then he had to go all the way back, because when he threw one, you know how starfish are. What happens if you yank their arms? Yeah, the arms come off, you know. So, good answer. So he had to run all the way down the water. So he starts doing this, and this older guy had been walking down the beach watching this unfold. And as he gets close to the kid, he says, "Hey, young lad, come here." Kid's, you know, he's like, "I gotta do the starfish thing." He goes, "Come over here." I goes, "Okay." So the kid goes over, "What, sir?" He says, "What do you think you're doing?" He goes, I'm saving starfish." He goes, "You're not saving nothing. You see how many starfish there are over there and the tide's going out? It doesn't matter. What you're doing doesn't matter." And the little kid was like, and he looked down. And he looked up. He said, "It does to this one. It does to this one." And that's my question to you tonight. You got to get out of here and not do what you do just for you, but you got to do it for the sake of others. How many of you know someone that doesn't know what you know about what happens in these walls at nights like tonight? How many of you know one person that just doesn't get it? How many of you know somebody that when they get a headache, the first thing they reach for isn't something natural? Come on. How many of you know someone that if their back aches, their first thought isn't how to make sure they stretch or get adjusted right away? It's not their first thought. Come on. How many of you know that if there's someone who's run down, isn't getting the right energy out of their foods, they're not sleeping right, they're not thinking of seeing someone who's holistic to converse with and figure out how to raise up their lives, but they're running out looking for a magic bullet to buy? You know someone. Let's put the group consciousness together. I don't want to hear last names. I don't want to hear social security numbers. I want to hear you think of someone. Who do you think of when you raise your hand? What's the name that came to mind? Just the first name.
Bunch of family members.
Think of one. Which one jumps out the most?
Bill.
Stop. Bill. Who came to your mind?
Roger.
Roger. Who came to your mind?
Kim.
Did you know he was going to say Kim? Did you know Daddy was
kind of?
Who came to your mind? Did one come to your mind?
For me?
Yeah.
No.
So nobody even dawns on you when you think of people that just don't get it. People that just don't get it. Co-workers, family, friends.
Maybe my mom.
Maybe. And you know, to me, what's important is to stretch and do the thinking. Because we can't leave lives out there without an effort given towards them. That's my position. You don't have to agree. But I know that if I reach out and have one exchange, and he receives it, I get the same serotonin boost that he does. And any other ones of you that watch it get the same. And if the person he's thinking of, who's Kent, was one starfish with 10,000 injured ones on the beach, but he was one, it matters to Ken. That's what matters. So we don't have anything formal to do with this tonight. So much so, I asked Dr. Ryan, I said, do you have any cards or something? I think you pulled out x-ray label cards. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Pass them out. Here's what I want. These are x-ray label cards. So you're not to fill out people's x-ray information.
Don't fill that out. We don't need your date of birth.
But I'm going to challenge you, because you know what I'm asking you to do? You need to go to him. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, but you need to go to him and tell him, here's the people that I was thinking of.
Backside.
And here's what I think we need to do. Don't write on the front side. So stay with me a second. Don't focus on the cards right now. Look up at me. You got to think about what is it that you could do to help this person. So some people aren't going to come to a chiropractic clinic right now. Agreed?
Yes.
It's just not going to happen. And some of you may be going through stuff and you're like, well, you know, Ken needs to come, but he couldn't afford it. Stop it. This isn't about figuring out how it's all going to work. If you had to figure out how marriage, raising kids, and growing old together was going to work, would you have done it? Really? You can't figure it all out. So don't try to figure it out. I'm asking you to just think about, A, who comes to mind, and get one name in your head. And B, what do we do? And I'm going to put options up for you. One, invite him to a workshop in the future. Just plan that you're going to bring him. Two, maybe Dr. Ryan one time in the future will give him a call. Three, maybe he's got something he can give you to bring home for them to read. But whatever it is, the minute you put intention on someone you're thinking of and what you're going to do for them, everything changes. Everything changes. So, I brought something for you because I know gifts matter. In the airport, if I forget to take this out of my pocket, I always end up in trouble. But everywhere I go, I always have one of these with me. It says, reach one, teach one. And I always carry one. And I think of it as a gift that was given to me because it was. This stone was given to me in its seed thought because I watched my son one day in the back seat of my car. I was coming from a conference. I was teaching in New York City. And my son and his best friend Gabriel, were in the back seat. And David asked for my phone because he wanted to figure out a solution to a game or something. I said, Dave, don't go loading games on my phone. You know, I have an addictive personality. You put a game on my phone, I'm going to spend months figuring out how to win at it. I don't need it. Right? So I keep my life clean, and that way I don't have these things on him. I know if David gets on my phone, he might put things on. So as I'm driving, I'm watching David with my phone. Dave, give the phone back. So I could see David gets done doing whatever he's going to do, and he's about to give the phone back to me, and he doesn't. Just as he's about to hand it to me, and I'm getting excited, I'm getting my phone back. He turns to Gabe, and he says, Gabe, let me teach you what I just learned. And before he even took ownership of mastering the thing, he basically had it. But it was his reflex at 12 years of age. It was his reflex in his kindness. My son just wanted to feel good about teaching someone something he just learned. And it dawned on me that that's kind of like human nature, right? People want to, hey, did you see that? You ever see people like, they'll stand at the rim of the Grand Canyon and go to the bridge. Did you see that? No, I missed it. But we feel like we want to share something. And the idea of reach one, teach one struck me that that's a human nature. People not only want to be good, but they also want to feel useful to each other. And they want to say, you know, I understand how this works. Can I teach this to you? And my wife and I talked this out, and we came up with this idea that reach one, teach one is the hope. Kind of like one big 12-step program for the world. 12-step programs, everyone goes in because they have to recover from something that's made their life unmanageable. And in the process of being there, they ask for a sponsor at some point. And when they work through their program, they then become a sponsor. So here's what I'm challenging you to do. These are Dr. Ryan Philson's stones. I brought these for him. He's going to have these tonight. And as you walk by him, you're not putting last names on the card, but you're going to put a name on the card of who you thought of. And as you give him the card, he's going to give you the gift. go home with your stone. Because you're going to think about how you're going to reach out to that person. And it may not happen today. It may not happen for a week. It may not happen for months. It may not happen for years. It may never happen. But when you leave here tonight, I want you to take one of these. I'm asking you to take one of these with the intention that you're going to look for a moment to give it away. So I didn't finish the story with this stone. This stone has changed in my pocket. This project only started for me about 10 months ago. This stone has changed in my pocket more than 30 times now. Because what's the definition of a gift? What makes a gift a gift? Somebody tell me.
It's given.
It's given, and you have to do what? If it's going to continue to be a gift, what do you have to do with it? You have to give it. Or it is no longer by definition a what? If your gift is playing a musical instrument, then you're supposed to do what with it?
Share it.
Give it away. Otherwise, it is not your gift. It is your locked up little ownership. I only play when it's late at night, no one can hear me. Or something like that. This stone is a gift because it has to be given. I'd love to be the one to give each of you the stone tonight. That's for Ken. You may not give that to Ken ever, but you may want to. You may approach Ken and it just doesn't feel right and you wait. Or you may see Ken next time and say, you know what, I got to give you something that was given to me. But when you come back to him and say, I gave Ken the stone, then he's got to give you another stone. And what if every one of us always sought to give it away? You get to have it only for as long as it takes to find the next moment to give it. Are you beginning to make sense of this? Is that what you're really here for? Because if you're here just to make your life fit and healthy, good for you. But you missed the main train. But if you realize you're getting healthy is so you can give your life away for the benefit of others, so, I put this in my pocket, and every time I even see a person at a hotel that just serves me incredibly well, and I could tell this woman just is a nurturer, or this gentleman just looked out for me, and it's not what he's paid for, it's his heart coming out, I tell him the story of having a gift that has to be given away. I did this in Canada. I was at a conference, and I gave it to a woman who was serving the coaches that I work with, and we had a conference up there. And as I gave her the rock, I said, you know, I just feel compelled to give you my gift because you've gifted me. She starts crying, telling me that her daughter left home. She's got addictions, a bunch of things going on. She left home, and she was supposed to spend the day together with her daughter. And her daughter left with hatred on her tongue, saying she would never come back and she would never talk to her. And they were supposed to go rock climbing together that day. Mm-hmm. And she just wished that she could be climbing rocks with her daughter. And I then gave her this rock. Mm-hmm. And this woman just starts crying. She said, there are no accidents. I said, I agree. So, I can share research with you. I can tell you how chiropractic could alter the course of the world, not even just America. But if we know that people 65 years of age and older under 5 years of maintenance care could cost America 31% of the national average of people not adjusted, is it possible information is good to know? But more important than information is that we got to get your hearts going. You got to think of one person that you know needs to be thought about. And maybe all that's going to happen is their name's going to be on that card. And we're going to pray about them and see them somewhere and think about them. And maybe Dr. Ryan will ask you and just say, hey, have you thought more about the guy Bill that you wrote down? That's all. We don't need anything from these people. We want everything for these people. So, as I shared all this, somebody else. Who's someone that came to mind for you? Just a first name. Who came to mind for you?
Margaret.
Who came to mind for you? Well, you said Margaret. Just the first name. Beth.
Really?
Really? You don't know me at all.
Throwing a name out.
Somebody else.
Susan.
Susan. All right. What do you think of?
Lacey.
Lacey. Did you think she was going to say Lacey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love relationships. When they work, and even when they don't work. Somebody else. Somebody here.
Cassandra.
Sweet. Okay. So, what am I asking you to do? Write the name down and think of something Dr. Ryan could do to serve them. Is anyone confused what I'm asking you to do? And on your way out, give the card to him. Let him give you the stone. He got those so we could do this right tonight.